BBC News with Cathy Clugston. The American Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the United States is determined to strengthen its partnerships and alliances in East Asia. Speaking about her tour of the region next week, Mrs. Clinton said Washington was willing to normalize relations with North Korea.
If North Korea is genuinely prepared to completely and verifiably eliminate their nuclear weapons program, the Obama administration will be willing to normalize bilateral relations, replace the peninsula's long-standing armistice agreements with a permanent peace treaty, and assist in meeting the energy and other economic needs of the North Korean people.
The president of Afghanistan, Hamid Karzai, has spoken of tension between his government and the new American administration. The television channel Al Jazeera quoted Mr. Karzai as saying he had not spoken to President Obama since he moved into the White House last month. His comments follow reports of dissatisfaction with Mr. Karzai among members of the new administration in Washington. A spokesman for the Movement for Democratic Change in Zimbabwe says the party's nominee for Deputy Minister of Agriculture, Roy Bennett, has been charged with treason. He was arrested just before a new unity government was sworn in by President Mugabe. The ceremony, which took place nearly a year after disputed elections, went ahead despite a last-minute disagreement over the exact division of posts between Mr. Mugabe's ZANU-PF party and the former MDC opposition. The BBC is banned from Zimbabwe, but our correspondent Andrew Harding is in Harare.
It's been a scrappy day here in Zimbabwe. The new unity government has finally been established in a ceremony presided over by a tetchy-looking Robert Mugabe. But it very nearly didn't happen. At the last moment, Mr. Mugabe tried to add some extra names to the list of ministers. A furious argument delayed the proceedings for several hours. Eventually, the new cabinet was sworn in. Half of them from ZANU-PF, half from the rival Movement for Democratic Change. Then came the news that the police had arrested Roy Bennett, a senior MDC official and prospective deputy minister.
A Canadian-educated former diplomat has been chosen as the new Prime Minister of Somalia. He's Omar Abdelrashid Ali Shamarke. He's held various international posts with the United Nations. Correspondents say it's hoped Mr. Shamarke can function as a bridge between the Islamists within the interim Somali government and the international community. Kevin Watiero reports.
The appointment of Omar Abdelrashid Ali Shamarke seems to have ticked all the right boxes. His father was Somalia's first civilian president and is still fondly remembered. He is from the Darod clan, ensuring that the country's three major clans are represented in the country's struggling leadership, and he enjoys widespread support from parliamentarians and Somalis living at home and abroad.
World news from the BBC. The US House of Representatives has passed the revised economic stimulus package worth $787 billion requested by President Barack Obama. No Republicans voted for the measure, despite President Obama's calls for bipartisan support. Seven Democrats also voted against. The bill now goes before the Senate, where a vote is expected later today. The lower house of the German parliament has approved an economic stimulus package worth about $65 billion. Its approval came on the day that new figures showed the German economy shrank by 2.1% in the final 3 months of last year, the country's worst economic performance since reunification in 1990. A museum director in Turkey has been sentenced to nearly 13 years in prison after being found guilty of stealing precious artefacts from collections in his care. The curator was convicted, along with nine members of his staff, for the theft of a coin and a golden brooch in the shape of a winged seahorse. Sarah Rainsford reports.
This theft was exposed by an anonymous letter to local officials. The informer claimed that a golden coin and a golden brooch shaped like a winged horse had been stolen from the local museum and replaced with worthless fakes. The brooch was one of the most valuable treasures of King Croesus, unearthed by villagers in western Turkey in the 1960s, but dating back to the 7th century BC. After a long investigation, Turkey's culture ministry concluded that the theft was an inside job, and the museum's director will now serve almost 13 years in prison. The stolen treasures have not been recovered.
The United Nations agency UNESCO has announced the creation of the world's first international human rights centre in Argentina. At a signing ceremony in Buenos Aires, the head of UNESCO said the centre would be based in a former detention facility, which was used at the time of the country's military dictatorship. BBC News.